Proclamation number 4435 of 17th of September, 1948. Justification of the extraordinary work of God. Spiritual wealth. Open yourselves to receive my emanation of light, listen to my word. When I manifest myself to you by working extraordinarily, when I convey my word to you from above, you must know that this act is necessary for your own sake. You must know that you will then be in a danger in which I want to warn you audibly and help you. Furthermore, you must know that something will then prepare itself of which I want to inform you for the sake of your souls. For everything that happens is only about your soul, about its upward development. If it proceeds in such a way that your earthly life is fully and completely evaluated, then you will not need extraordinary evidence of my love and grace, because through a way of life according to my will you bask in my love and grace and recognize and believe in me. But if your development comes to a standstill which all too soon turns into a step backwards, then your attention must be drawn to the idleness of your life, then admonitions and warnings must be sent to you from above, and so that you pay attention to them I will work extraordinarily among you. I speak from above and thus bestow an extraordinary gift of grace upon you, because I take pity on your adversity and my love for you is exceedingly great. Therefore listen to me, don't value your earthly life too highly but think about what will happen after death and let it be said to you that you won't live long on earth but that the time is only short until I myself put an end to everything that lives on earth. All your striving on earth will be in vain. You will not be able to keep material goods, yet you can still gather many spiritual goods in this short time, and these are a wealth which will remain with you, which you can take with you into eternity, which makes your departure from this world easy, which makes your soul unspeakably happy and with which you can work when you have entered the kingdom of the beyond where true life only begins. Gather these goods by listening to my word commanded to you from above and live accordingly. Open your heart, let me myself enter in the word, grasp the spirit of it by uniting yourselves with me in thought and request enlightenment from me. Stay united with me through prayer and loving activity, and thus you will live out my word. You will be active in thinking of me and your activity will correspond to my will. You will perform works of unselfish neighborly love which will earn you the right reward. You will mature in your soul and your earthly life will not have been in vain. Amen.